Back to last week's Science Show, when we had lots from Parliament House in Canberra and the Prime Minister's prizes for science. That's when we met the high school teacher who won the PM's prize. This time, the primary school person whose teaching is more exemplary in the Australian Capital Territory for teachers themselves, as well as the kids. Here's Paula Taylor, STEM specialist teacher with the Academy of Future Skills.
I work in a multidisciplinary team, so I would be the science expert who works with other colleagues to develop very multidisciplinary, robust 21st century contemporary lessons for our students that mimic what scientists are doing.
Throughout the whole territory?
Yes, all ACT public schools, they can contact our team and we get invited into the classroom, into the lesson planning. Whatever the teacher needs, we meet the teacher at their point of need so that teachers are capable and confident in teaching STEM lessons. So typically they watch me perform and really engage their learners, talk about science in very futuristic terms, talk about science as a human endeavor and the future for Australian scientists. And they absorb all this. And then over the years, they can now do what I do.
And where did you learn to do all that? That's a huge range of skills.
I suppose it's my undergrad training. I have several degrees in science. So I learned how to be a scientist and the dispositions of scientific thinking and wondering and being curious. And so that's what I have to impart to on teachers is science isn't about relaying facts and telling kids what they know. It's the art and craft of designing experiments where we allow kids to be questioning and wondering. So the teachers are learning that art form is how to be comfortable enough to allow for questions and really to rephrase them so that the students become the scientist and we allow them to take charge on. So really, we're getting kids to design their experiments and really because they are curious and we're allowing them to experiment with their curiosity, they become engaged. And it's really hard to end the period on time. Kids just want to keep learning because they know that their questions are being answered.
Just to explain, we're in Parliament House and some of your colleagues are having a wonderful time over there in the far distance. It's a big place and a laugh. And you seem to be making science fun as well.
Science is what makes me wake up every morning. Every time I read the newspaper or hear the radio of what an Australian scientist is achieving every day is absolutely thrilling. And it just reminds me that every day there's something to be done. Kids can be contributing in the space. It's an active thing that every day we are pursuing and aspiring to do beyond what we think is humanly capable. So it's absolutely no wonder that students think that could be me. So I inspire them to think about their next steps and their journey and how we are transitioning to, you know, live beyond this planet and how they can even shape this planet. So that's what makes science fun is that there's no end to our learning.
Well, those are the success stories. What about some of the struggles you've had? Just a couple of them. How do you solve such impediments?
Well, I suppose it's just the structures of our schools. We have science at the primary level where students get to be empowered as curious scientists. And then I suppose as they move into the upper years, we turn science into really high stakes, exam-driven environment. So, you know, if I had a magic wand, I would look to see whether science and maths can be something that is just normalized, part of the landscape, something that we take as citizens because it helps to improve us in society. So that would be the challenge, is really that idea that science is only for an elite group of kids and it's only for university entrants. So I'd like to see us change our conversation about science and math just being a compulsory part of everyday high school learning.
Could you persuade them perhaps to listen to the Science Show on Radio National an hour long with all sorts of stories?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to see that all of our teachers are switched on, learning about what's going on, not just in science and how we're doing phenomenal things, but how we can, as a community of practitioners in the classroom, come together and learn about the landscape of education and maybe change the conversation and be more attuned as a profession as to what we can do, what we can empower.
Because some people say that the new technology is what they're addicted to rather than looking around and also listening to ABC Radio,
watching ABC television, some of the science programs?
Oh, my heroes as a young person was science communicators on the radio and the television. So I was fortunate to be around when Dr. David Suzuki was doing his science programs on Canadian television. And you have to see it and hear it. You hear it in their voice, their passion for science. Science, when it's explained through story and through compelling sharing of research, and you can hear, you have to hear the passion behind the science to really see that it is an exciting field, and we need to hear it more because it becomes addictive. Science is addictive when you hear the stories, and if we can keep telling these stories through storytelling, and I think that's what I do best. I don't tell science that's in the book. I tell science through stories and the Australian story. And so first I absorb it, and then I think, how do I change it so that it's accessible for young people? So I do call myself a science communicator, knowing the age of my audience. But once kids hear science stories, their awe just increases and their curiosity likewise.
Paula Taylor, who won the Prime Minister's Prize for teaching in primary schools, and she mentioned a friend of mine just then. When I had recorded the first ever science show back in 1975, actually in the CBC studio in Vancouver, 3 months later, David Suzuki followed and recorded Quirks and Quarks, number one, in the same studio to be broadcast in Canada on the same time on Saturdays. Happy 50th, David Suzuki, and Bob McDonald, now with Quirks and Quarks.